This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this session of Gone Country. My name's Jeanette, and for the next hour I'm going to play you some of my favourite country artists. I'm going to start today's show with a song called If I Could Make a Living. It was written by Alan Jackson, Keith Stegall and Roger Murrah, and sung by Clay Walker. It was released in September 94 as the first single and title track from his album of the same name. It was Walker's fifth chart entry and became his fourth number one hit on the Billboard Country Charts in November 94. In an interview with the Columbus Dispatch, Walker revealed that he was mildly dissatisfied with the single and stated, "I didn't pick the musicians or anything for If I Could Make a Living. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing songs with pop melodies, but I find the more mature I get with my music, the more traditional I become. The older I get, the more I love that fiddle and pedal steel guitar sound, that pure country sound." So here's Clay Walker with If I Could Make a Living.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you.
Clay Walker with If I Could Make a Living. A Picture of Me Without You is a song written by Noro Wilson and George Ritchie. Song was written specifically for George Jones, and his version peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Charts in 1972. Then in 1991, Laurie Morgan recorded a cover version for her album Something in Red. Morgan's version was released as the album's second single in June 91 and reached number 9 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart. In the song, the narrator tells her lover to imagine incomplete things, like a world where no music is playing, a church where nobody's praying, a sky with no blue, and by seeing this, she can see her picture without him by her side. So here is Laurie Morgan with A Picture of Me Without You.
Imagine a world where no music was playing. And think of a church with nobody. Looked up at a sky with no blue, then you've seen a picture of is growing, or stood by a river where nothing was flowing. If you've seen a red rose unkissed by the dew, then you've seen of me without you. Can you picture heaven with no angels singing, or a quiet Sunday morning with no church bells ringing? If you've watched as the heart of a child breaks in two, then you've seen a picture of me without you. Can you picture heaven with no angels singing, Sunday morning with no church bells ringing? If you've watched as the heart of a child breaks in two, then you've seen a picture of me.
Was Laurie Morgan with A Picture of Me Without You. Brooks and Dunn are probably my favourite country duo. Ronnie Dunn's voice is just beautiful and I can happily listen to him all day. The duo is famous for having 51 singles on the Billboard country charts, including 20 number ones. Their success began with their debut album, Brand New Man, in 1991, and they've released numerous studio albums and compilations. They've won the Country Music Association's Vocal Duo of the Year award multiple times. I've chosen a lovely but sad song called She Used to Be Mine, written by Ronnie Dunn. It was released in August 93 as the third single from the album Hardworking Man. The song reached the top of the Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart, becoming their fifth number one single. So here are Brooks and Dunn with She Used to Be Mine.
So good moving across the dance floor, better than the day she left me, arm in arm to somebody new, holding hands and laughing like we used to. I got my best smile on, but it's no disguise. You don't hide the pain in these eyes. I did her so wrong for so long. Turned my back on her love, now she's long gone. I did my part to break her heart. She walked down on me and tore my world apart. She used to be mine. Oh, she used to be mine. a hurt look off my face. I can't keep from looking back over my shoulder at the lucky man taking my place. Oh, if it weren't for my pride, I'd probably take off running. Guess what I'm feeling? It's what I got coming. I did so wrong for so long. Turned my back on her love. Now she's long gone. I did my part to break her heart. She walked down on me and tore my world apart. She used to be
and done with She Used to Be Mine. My next song's a track from a guy called Rodney Crowell, titled I Couldn't Leave You If I Tried. He came from a musical family with one grandfather being a church choir leader and the other a bluegrass banjo player. His grandmother played guitar and his father sang semi-professional at bars and honky-tonks. At age 11, he started playing drums in his father's band. In his teenage years, he played in various garage rock bands in Houston, performing hits of the day alongside a few country numbers. I Couldn't Leave You If I Tried was written by Crowell and was released in May of 1988 as the second single from his album Diamonds and Dirt. The song was the second of Crowell's five number one country singles. He was married to Roseanne Cash for a while, but they divorced in 1992. But he did record a few songs with her, and in 1981, he put his career on hold to produce several of her albums. So here's Rodney Crowell with I Couldn't Leave You If I Tried.
The sun is coming up and I'm just going down. Everywhere I look, baby, I lied. I couldn't leave you if I tried. Sometimes I get lost out on this sad old town, and every bridge I cross just turns me upside down, and every stumbling step I take back to your side. Thank you.
see it through till the end and do it again. The years may come and friends may go, but that's okay.
Crowell with I Couldn't Leave You If I Tried. My next choice is a song titled Burnout, recorded by Midland. It's the third single from their 2017 debut album On The Rocks. The band's three members, Mark Weistrach, Cameron Duddy and Jess Carson, co-wrote the song with Shane McAnally and Josh Osborne. Song's about a male narrator watching a relationship burn out, comparing it to a cigarette burning itself out. Lead singer Mark Weistrach told the blog Taste of Country that he sees the song as a prequel to their 2017 debut single Drinking Problem, saying that Burnout is very much in the same landscape. It could tell the story of how the character of Drinking Problem could get to that place, as usually is the case through heartache. So here in Midland with Burnout.
Watching cigarettes burn out till all the it's turned out. I was so on fire for you, it hurts hell. A thousand cigarette can burn out. Just watching rivers run down the side of my bottom, almost like it's crying my tears. Had the world on a string, and then I lost everything. That's how I wound up here, watching cigarettes burn out till all the neon gets turned out. There's nothing left but empty glasses now. It's all flashes now. The smoking memory that ain't nothing but ashes in the low lights. He's done me wrong, songs hit me so. It's gonna leave a mark. When the glow comes to an end, like scattered embers in the wind, leaves you looking for a brand new spark. Watching cigarettes burn out. No.
Midland with Burnout. Let's go back to the 60s with a lovely song called Crazy, written by Willie Nelson and popularised by Patsy Cline in 1961. Through Hank Cochran, the song reached Patsy Cline, and after her original recording and release, Cline's version reached number 2 on the Billboard's Hot Country Singles chart, also crossing the pop chart as a top 10 single. Cline's version is considered a country music standard, and in 1996 became the all-time most played song in jukeboxes in the United States. Crazy's been covered by many artists. Different versions reach the charts in a variety of genres. In 1992, Patsy Cline's version of Crazy was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, and in 2024, Rolling Stone ranked the song at number 3 on its 200 Greatest Country Songs of All Time ranking. So here's Patsy Cline with Crazy.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? Thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my
Cline with Crazy. Next up is my favourite man of country, George Strait. His career in country music began in the 1970s, performing with his band, Ace in the Hole, in Texas honky tonks. His first number one country radio hit was a song called Foolhearted Memory in 1982. Strait is the first artist in history of Billboard to have at least one single enter the top 10 of a Billboard chart for 30 consecutive years, starting in 1988 with his debut single Unwound, peaked at number 6 on the Hot Country Singles chart. All of his top 10 singles have been on that chart. He sold more than 70 million records in the United States alone. I've chosen the big one, written by Jerry Haas and Devin O'Day. It was released in September 94 as the lead single from his album Lead On, another number one hit for George. So here is George Strait with The Big One.
Without a warning, you're out of control. The ground shakes and the oceans roll. This is the big one. There's nowhere to run. On the Richter scale of a romance, you hit 12 and you don't stand a chance. This is
is the big one. I'm falling in love. Now it's beep, beep, beep. My heart's sending out a message. Please, please, please don't save me tonight. S.O.S. in this situation means she's out of sight. No need to panic, I tell myself, but I never felt this feeling with anybody else. So this is the big one, I'm falling in love. Situation means she's out of sight. No need to panic, I tell myself, but I never felt this feeling with anybody else. So this is a big one, I'm falling in love. Oh, yeah, this is a big one, I'm falling in love.
That was George Strait with The Big One. We all know Reba McEntire is the queen of country. She's sold more than 75 million records worldwide. Since the 1970s, she's placed over 100 singles on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, 25 of which reached the number one spot. Consider Me Gone is a song written by Steve Diamond and Marv Green and recorded by Reba. It's the second single from her 27th studio album, Keep On Loving You, which was released in August 2009. Song became McEntire's 24th number one single. It's also her longest lasting number one at 4 weeks. It's a moderate up-tempo number featuring electric guitar and steel guitar fills. The narrator describes her lover as not being satisfied with her, but she decides to carry on without him and tells him to consider her gone. So here's the amazing voice of Reba McEntire with Consider Me Gone.
Every time I turn the conversation to something deeper than the weather, I can feel you all but shutting down. And when I need an explanation for the silence, you just tell me you don't wanna talk about it now. What you're not saying is coming in loud and clear. We're at a crossroads here. If I'm not the one thing you can't stand to lose, if I'm not that arrow to the heart of you, if you don't get drunk, hold my. Like a window or an ocean, there is nothing I've ever tried to hide. So when you leave me not knowing where you're going, I start thinking that we're looking at goodbye. How about a strong shot of honesty? Don't you owe that to me? If I'm not the one thing you can't stand to lose, consider me gone, consider me a memory. to make you laugh.
Reba McEntire with Consider Me Gone. William Matthew Currington, known as Billy Currington, is an American country music singer and songwriter. Signed to Mercury Records in 2003, he's released 7 studio albums for that label. The first 6 albums have produced 18 singles on the US Billboard Hot Country Songs and Country Airplay charts, including 11 number one hits. I've chosen a song called Let Me Down Easy, written by Mark Nessler, Jennifer Hansen, and Marty Dodson. It was released in October 2010 as the second single from Currington's 2010 album Enjoy Yourself, and as the 11th single of his career. The song became Currington's 4th consecutive and 6th number one hit on the US Billboard Hot Country Songs chart for the week of April 2nd, 2011. So here is Billy Currington with Let Me Down Easy.
There's a little moonlight dancing on the sand. There's a warm breeze blowing by the ocean as you're taking my hand. You need to know where I'm standing now, that I'm right on the edge of giving in to you. Baby, it's a long way. If I fall, can you let me down easy? If I leave my heart with you tonight, will you promise me that you're gonna treat it right? Like an angel lying on a blanket with a halo of hair, and those lips look too good to be true. Once I taste that kiss, I know what'll happen. I'll be at the mercy of you. If I fall, can you let me down? If I leave my heart with you tonight, will you promise me that you're gonna treat it right? I'm barely hanging on. So if I fall, can you let me down easy? If I leave my heart with you tonight, will you promise me, girl, you're gonna treat it right? I'm barely hanging on. So if I fall, can you let me down easy? If I fall, can you let me down easy?
let me down easy.
That was Billy Currington with Let Me Down Easy. John Pardee started writing music at age 12, and by 14, the young singer formed his own small band. And after high school, he moved to Nashville to pursue his music career, was signed to Capitol Nashville, and has released 5 studio albums and charted 14 singles on the Billboard Hot Country Songs and Country Airplay charts, of which 4 have hit the number 1 on the Country Airplay chart. In 2023, he gained one of country music's crowning achievements when he was inducted as a member of the Grand Ole Opry. I've chosen a lovely wee song titled Head Over Boots, released in September 2015, as the lead single to his second album, Californian Sunrise. The song was written by Pardee and Luke Laird and was Pardee's first number one hit of his career. So here is John Pardee with Head Over Boots.
I wanna sweep you off your feet tonight. I wanna love you and hold you tight. Spin you around on some old dance floor. Act like we never met before for fun. 'Cause you're the one I want, you're the one I need, baby. If I was a king, you would be my queen.
John Pardee with Head Over Boots. So like George Strait, Alan Jackson doesn't really need any kind of introduction. He is one of the best-selling music artists of all time, having sold over 75 million records worldwide. He's had 66 songs appear on the Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart, and of those 66, 38 have reached the top 5, and 35 have claimed the number one spot. He ranks as one of the 10 best-selling male vocalists of all time, rock, pop, and country. Jackson got his first job in Nashville Network's mailroom, and he'd sit in the audience during tapings of You Can Be a Star, a television singing competition featuring celebrity judges. And on an episode in 1986, then 27-year-old Jackson was plucked from the audience and asked to sing a song as an outro to a commercial break. Jackson sang He Stopped Loving Her Today by George Jones, earning a round of applause from the audience and the attention of guest judge and singer-songwriter Stephen Stegall. Now, Stegall would eventually produce 19 of Jackson's studio albums, and at George Jones's funeral service in 2013, Jackson once again sang He Stopped Loving Her Today as the close of the service at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Chosen one of my favourite Alan Jackson songs, There Goes, from his 1996 album Everything I Love, and of course another number one hit for Alan. So here is Alan Jackson with There Goes.
There you were standing in the shadows. Well, I just looked where I don't see. I'm still pretending I don't need you. I won't let you know you're killing. Like some big black widow spider, you know just how to catch your prey. And I'm acting like it doesn't matter, and you sneak up from behind and whisper my name. There go your paralyzing eyes, there goes your tantalizing smile, there goes my act of playing it cool. And there go the words I meant to say, there go the games I wanted to play, there goes my heart falling for you. With me, darling, you like to see what you can do. Well, I should be fishing for blue marlin instead of being hooked again by you. There go your paralyzing eyes, there goes your tantalizing smile, there goes my act of playing it cool. And there go the words I meant to say, there go the games I wanted to play, there goes my heart falling for you. There go your paralyzing eyes, there goes your tantalizing smile, there goes my heart falling for you. There goes my heart falling for you.
That was Alan Jackson with There Goes. Don't Close Your Eyes is a song written by Bob McDill and recorded by Keith Whitley. It was released in March of 1988 as the third single from his album of the same name. In the United States, the single reached number one for the week of August the 13th, 1988, while peaking at number two in Canada. Additionally, it was Billboard's number one country single of the year for 1988. In the song, Whitley talks about a girl who's still stuck on a former boyfriend. Now, Whitley tells her not to close her eyes due to believing that she fantasizes about the other guy. It's a beautiful song, which has also been covered by numerous other artists. So here is Keith Whitley with Don't Close Your Eyes.
I know you loved me a long time ago, and even now in my arms, you still want him, I know. But darling, this time let your memories die. When you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes, let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in something. Let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be here tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes, let it some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
That was Keith Whitley with Don't Close Your Eyes. I'm going to finish today's session with a lovely song from the Judds called Mama He's Crazy, written by Kenny Odell and released in April 1984 as the second single from their debut EP Winona and Naomi. The song was their second hit and the first of 14 number one singles. It went to number one for 1 week and spent a total of 14 weeks on the country chart. It was only the second country number one sung by a female duo. Previously, only the Davis sisters had made it to number one on the country chart back in 1953 with a song called I Forgot More Than You'll Ever Know. I hope you've enjoyed today's music, and I'll leave you with the lovely voice of Naomi and Winona Judd singing Mama He's Crazy.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your head says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Old Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Yeah, you say it best when you say nothing at all. The smile
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.